Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
All right, the Portland Trailblazers make it official with the hirings of Tiago Splitter, Patrick St. Andrews, boy, that's an Irish name, and Quentin Crawford to the coaching staff, joining Chauncey Billups on the bench. I heard you talking about this earlier this week, but rounding out this staff is never an easy thing, and last year we had these discussions too that, you know, Chauncey was essentially a lame duck coach heading into that year without a contract, and assistant coaches go, we want a little bit of stability, and this gives us none. Now he brings in Splitter, St. Andrews, and Crawford.
Yeah, no, those are all hires that you weren't going to get last cycle because of that uncertainty. And both Splitter and St. Andrews are guys in talking around the league are both seen as kind of risers in the NBA coaching circles. Obviously, Splitter was with Paris Basketball last year. Led them to a successful campaign and the number three offense in the league. St. Andrews is a guy in talking to folks around the league who many people think is going to be a head coach relatively soon. Like he's a big time riser. And I talked to some folks in Memphis about him, and he is both led Memphis's offense and defense. He's a guy that is
varied results.
Yep, true. Right?
But defensively, they've been really damn good. And offensively, they've had punch too when John Morant is there.
No, 100%. And obviously, the offense kind of changed around into Noah LaRoche in what he was doing. And then they brought in Isolo, who kind of led a bloodless coup in a sense, and now is the head coach of the Memphis Grizzlies. But St. Andrews comes from the Budenholzer and Jenkins coaching tree, which is kind of de facto from the Greg Popovich tree. Both Splitter and St. Andrews are looked at as guys that are good with adjustments, there's more ingenuity in the offense. There's more intrinsic things that are kind of there, which is that I think a lot of people around the Blazers were looking to do because they've got a defensive identity, but they need to get more out of the offense. I believe they finished 28th last year in offense.
I think it also stylistically, the way Tiago Splitter played in the NBA it fits very well with the way that Chauncey Billups wants his defense to play, especially on that end of the floor. And when you have a young team, the best way to get through to those guys is guys who have done it before and guys that they'll recognize their names, right? And Tiago Splitter is one of those guys who's been through it again and again. I'm open to it. We'll see. I mean, if he had a successful campaign and was it they won the EuroLeague, that's all right. We'll
and
see.
He spent a year before that, he was under Ime Udoka, again, another Popovich
disciple.
And everybody I talked to in Houston, you know, you always have to be careful with the stuff of like, you know, when a coach or a player development guy is kind of like a player whisperer, like, did that player get better because of the coaching, or is the coach just there while the player got better?
Yeah.
And unless you're there, you just don't really know. Unless you're the work, you understand. But the folks that I talked to in Houston, and they said when Splitter was there in 23-24, that's kind of when Alperen Şengün really took a big step. And everybody I talked to, everyone I talked to said the same thing. Splitter played a huge part of that. in developing Şengün.
All right.
And so if you're the Blazers and you're looking at, okay, let's get a big man coach in here who's also working on the offense, Thiago Splitter ticks a lot of boxes when you've got young Donovan Klingon. You're trying to figure some stuff out because, you know, Klingon, as good as he was defensively, he was as bad offensively. And I think DC can get to a more than passable level offensively. That's really all he needs to do because his defensive metrics are literally top of the league when you're talking about rim protection, rebounding, block percentage, all that kind of stuff. Like he's literally elite in those things. And if he can get to where he's just average offensively, you've got yourself a hell of a center. Like that's kind of the idea of what they want. They want a guy who protects the rim, who's a rim roller, who's a threat in some sense. And I think Splitter's a great guy to kind of help pull those things out.
I like this. I like this journey for the Portland Trailblazers. We'll see.
I genuinely think these are very good hires from everything I've been able to gather. You know, I was less certain of some of the hires last year because of, you know, the limitations and kind of what they could go work with. I think Chris Fleming did a good job in helping kind of bridge Scoot forward. He was a guy that kind of helped Kobe White figure some things out.
Mm-hmm.
But Fleming was in charge of the offense, and so they probably looked at that and said, hey, you know, we need to be a little more diverse in the things that we're looking at doing here. I was a little bit surprised about Roy Rogers leaving, though, because of the defense. But also, I think, for the most part, I think Roy's kind of dumb with stuff in general.
Dumb or done?
Done.
Done.
Not dumb. Okay. Not dumb.
They done. Said dumb. No, I was like, golly.
No, no. Roy's just kind of like, he's just kind of chilling. You know what I mean? I think he's just moving on to something else, kind of a deal. No, definitely not. No. Yeah, Roy Rogers just has forgotten like, more today about basketball than I've ever known.
That's a take quake.
Yeah, God, no.
All right.
But no, I genuinely think these are both, these are, you know, promising hires. And then Quentin Crawford's coming in. He led the Stockton G League team to the G League championship. And he's a guy, again, who's a kind of an up and comer, a riser. And if you're looking at the Blazers and like wanting them to take some chances and become more forward thinking with things, I think those hires are all kind of marks of that. And then you had the remix. Jonah Herskew is taking over as the head coach there, relieving Sergei Oliva, which I think is a good move. Jonah's the next step for him.
Is it bad? I do not care about the G League.
No, not necessarily.
Yeah.
But
I do know.
Having that all in there is nice. And Eli is also going to join the that staff. He was on the player development side. So it's all stuff that's lining up well for them. As I understand it, Mark Tyndale is no longer a part of the organization. And the Blazers are still looking to make, I think, one more hire between now and probably the NBA draft.
What was he doing?
Player development.
Okay.
So I think the staff is pretty much solidified, but I think there might be one more.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.